Hey there. What's going on? I don't know. I go back and forth on this whole intro music thing. Like, I don't know if you guys like this, if you don't like it. I don't know. Sometimes I'm kind of indifferent about it, to be honest. I'm just like, well, it's kind of nice to have intro music. It feels like it's like a, like something you should have when it comes to a podcast. And then other times I'm just like, do I really want it? Do I really need it? I can never make up my mind. But hello, welcome back to the Gary Cantrell podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. If you are here, thank you. Appreciate you coming and checking out the pod. I don't know, man. This has been an interesting week or two. I'm having more and more trouble speaking. I don't know what that's all about. But welcome back. And this week, I was just going to talk quickly about kind of a realization I had. This is another thing I made into a video. And I thought about it. I was just like, you know, I said a lot of cool shit, I think, in the video that I think kind of like perfectly explains like where I'm at with everything right now as it pertains to like returning to the gym and all that. But then I'm like, well, you know, I don't have like this kind of audio in the car, and I think it's already ridiculous that I take a mirrorless camera to record a vlog in the car, but it's just what I like to do. But it would be like 10 times more ridiculous to grab my Rodecaster Pro, which is like a big mixing console, and wire this thing up in my car and do a podcast. I've seen iJustine and her sister Jenna, who are, they're both tech, you know, YouTubers. And they've done podcasts in a car, which is cool. And they have the Rodecaster. They have the same mic I have. And it looks cool. It sounds cool. But, man, I'm not about dragging this thing into my car to somehow, like, get a vlog and a podcast from my car. Like, I'm not interested in doing that. But I figured I would just come on here and I would just kind of share, like, where I'm at with kind of this realization that I had. It happened, the first time it happened would have been, let's see, it wasn't last week, it was the week before. So it was like 2 weeks ago now. I'm recording this on Wednesday the 12th, the day it's supposed to come out. I've been getting later with these two. I think last week I put it out on Thursday as well. I don't know. I'm all over the place right now. I don't want to say I'm a mess because I'm not a mess. I feel like I have things under control, but like when it comes to like an actual content creation schedule, I'm all over the place. But what I will say is that I basically, this was 2 weeks ago, I was at the gym and I got to like 45 or 50 minutes in. Now, this was the third or fourth workout that week. I had came on here and I talked about how, or maybe this was the video or both, I just don't remember. But I went on and I talked about how like, oh my God, I went back to the gym and I did so well. And I put my hour in and everything just turned out as well as it possibly could. And it did. It was great. And 3 or 4 days in, I hit the wall at like 45, 50 minutes in, like just 10, 15 minutes shy of what I did before. And I felt like I was all up in my head about it. And it really sounds stupid when you think about it, because it's like, well, it's not like I went on the machine and I did 10 minutes and then I just got off the machine and went home and cried myself to sleep or whatever. You know, I was on the damn thing for almost an hour. I mean, I made it almost to the hour, but for some reason, like in my mind, I just couldn't like possibly comprehend that I fell short of kind of like my preconceived notion of what the workout should look like. And so as a result, I was all up in my head. And then I had this damn gout flare up again, right after I got back from the beach. You combine it with, all the activity we did. Larry and I walked like 12 miles that day. It's funny because we did about 12 miles the last time we were there as well, but it was about 12 miles that we walked that day, just going up and down the boardwalk at the beach. We were filming for our YouTube channel, and that really kind of like messed up the knee. And I'm sure, you know, all the stuff that I ate while I was at the beach, probably also had a big effect too. And lack of probably enough water. Thankfully, I also went to the beach with my best friend, Richie Drake. He came along with us, and I will tell you, that dude is crazy. He brings like a case of water on every trip he goes on, and I'm thankful that he did so. And I was like, bro, I need to drink some of your water, because I was behind. And water, that's a whole other thing too. Like, I have been just, you know, all over the place with my water. I've been getting on a kick lately where I'm trying to drink at least 6 bottles, which is, I'm just mean like those 16.9s. So if you add 2 of them together, it's 33.8. And if you drink 3 of the 33.8, you're at about 100 ounces or just below. And I was like, I think before, like when I was like really running hard, like fully into the whole fitness journey, weight loss thing years ago, sounds forever ago now. I was doing the gallon jugs, and I was hanging out with Lexi and Danny, and I seen both of them carrying around gallon jugs of water, and that inspired me to start carrying around a gallon jug of water. I had like a water app, and I put in my weight and my height and all that, and it said you should have at least like 120 ounces. And I don't know what a gallon is. I think it might be a little bit more or a little bit less. I really don't remember at this point, but back then I was able to go through a gallon or just about a gallon a day. And now I've kind of got it dumbed down to where I'm doing the water bottles, but I'm still trying to keep it around that 100 ounces. So it's still less than what I used to do, but it's still, I feel a difference. I feel better, you know, for it. And that's kind of the overall theme. That's kind of the overall theme of the video that I made yesterday. Expectation versus reality. And maybe I'll title, well, I don't know if I want to title this podcast the same thing, because then people might think it's literally the same thing and not click on it if they watch the video. But I have this like overriding thing of how I did it before and how I'm approaching myself now going into it. So I think I was saying a couple of minutes ago, and then I got off on like 6 tangents, but basically I went for about 45 minutes to an hour, or 45 minutes, 50 minutes on that one day. And I like beat myself up about it. I was all up in my head. And this week I kind of had a realization because it happened yesterday. Yesterday was my first day back. I was, when I first went back, I was doing like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I was trying to do, I set myself up for like a minimum of 3 days, but I was like, well, I'll probably do 4 or 5 just because I know how stubborn I can be at times. But it was something to where I was like, all right, well, I'll do, you know, because like with my work, I worked some overtime on Monday. I went in really early. I went in at 3. So I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to go to the gym after work, after working extra. Like, because I knew once I got off work, I was going to be, you know, basically worthless, which is exactly what happened. So I was like, okay, Monday, I'll give myself Mondays off as long as I'm working overtime on Mondays. We'll just say no gym on the Monday, but let's just do like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or something like that, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever. Well, preferably the Tuesday, because I don't want to be like off Monday and Tuesday, because then I think I'll just get off track. But the point is, I swear to God, it takes me forever to, you know, there might be a thing with this podcast thing, because you're supposed to just talk and talk and talk, and maybe that's what people enjoy. I don't know. but basically, I got in my head because I could not go for the full hour, but it was that thing of like, I was expecting myself to go the hour, because that's just simply what I was always accustomed to doing. It's what I was used to doing. And not even taking into account that, like, dude, you've been off for like a year. Like, you know, yeah, you've been active. Yeah, you go and walk places and all that. Now I'm talking about myself in the third person, for Christ's sake. But, like, give yourself a break, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I hope this makes sense to some of you guys. It's just about, like, giving yourself a break. And saying like, yeah, you've been off for a year. Like, of course you're not going to go into the gym and be able to do exactly what you did before. Like, I used to go on the stair stepper and do like 300 floors in about an hour. There's no way I could do that now. not right off the bat. I mean, and with my knee, I really don't even want to test that theory whatsoever. But I mean, yeah, I could see a world where I could go and maybe do 50 floors in about, I don't know, a half an hour or whatever. And I probably would really hurt my knee for doing that. And so I'm just like, I probably shouldn't. I probably should not do that. But for me, it's just like, I have to be okay with not doing things the way I'm used to doing them before. I have to be okay with that. There's no exception. I have to just be okay with it. I have to understand that, like, yeah, in time, I'm going to get better. But like, if I'm going on this elliptical, and this is kind of where I'm starting now, and I think I explained this in the podcast, but if I didn't, I'll just give you I promise it'll be quick. But like, I'm just very much a creature of habit. So like, I like to go on one machine and I will do that same machine all week long. You know what I mean? And I'll keep doing it and keep doing it until I don't feel like I'm getting anything from it. Then I move on to something else. It's not a perfect way. I'm sure a so-called expert, and I'm using air quotes, could point out like 10 different holes of why that's the wrong way and how I'm never going to accomplish anything by doing that. But it's what works for me, and that's all I care about. I'm tired of so-called experts telling people it must be done this way, and if it's not done this way, you're never going to see any progress. You're never going to get to do anything that you want. It's just these fake-ass authoritative people that want to make you think that they know everything, because generally they're just trying to sell you on a program, or they're trying to sell you on whatever kind of bullshit they have, whatever kind of bullshit they're peddling. That's what they want to sell you on. They want to take your money, prey on your insecurity. And when things don't work, then they'll say, well, let's go with this plan. And then, you know, they try to sell you on something else. I do things the way my body works with, like I do things in a way that I want to do with them. And I just listen to my body, and I don't expect everybody to be able to listen to their body right off the bat. Like, I didn't really learn about what my body wanted and didn't want until several weeks and months into my journey the first time back in 2017, where I was taking it like really seriously. I say first time, and I can remember at that time telling people that that was like my seventh or eighth attempt, which it was. I say first time like that I really was taking it like super seriously. And yeah, it was just, it was a time. But coming back into it after a year off, like how dare me think that I'm just going to walk in and do things exactly the way that, you know, I did them before. And I really had to set my expectations. And it's so different this time, because I'm not doing what I did before, where I'm putting like every workout online and stuff like that, because that really also sets myself up for failure. I talked about in some other podcasts about how I fell into comparison traps, comparing yourself to others. And I do, you know, looking back on my time as a part of a fitness community, or however you want to call it, there's a lot of good that comes from it. And then there's also a lot of bad. And that's really up to the person, how they interpret it. You know, you can make friends, you can lose friends, you can compare yourself to others and all this stuff. And I saw all of it. In fact, most of the people from those times, like I don't even talk to a lot of those people anymore. What I found out is that when you stop talking about the fitness, people don't give a shit about, like, you know, what else you have to say. And so there are those kind of people. Then there are like really cool people that like, they like everything. They can be open-minded about multiple things. You find common interests and you can keep having conversations with people. And those are the kind of the people you want to keep around. The other ones that are just looking for like one or two things, those are the ones that have to go. But it's different this time, because I don't have any pressure to post all this stuff, because the page doesn't revolve around that. If I feel like giving an update on where I'm at, I just give the update and it's cool. And if I don't, or if I don't feel like I have enough to say, then I don't even have to share it. Like there's no responsibility with that. And that is incredibly freeing. Incredibly freeing. You have no idea. I mean, and I've seen people, you know, that had like weight loss pages, and they're like trying to like change it off of that. And I think that in time people see it. They're like, you know, maybe we don't need to make this all about one thing, because it's not about, you know, building an audience and getting a bunch of clicks. I mean, yeah, all that stuff is cool, but at the end of the day, it's like, what kind of connections are you really making? You know, you're pumping up your numbers, you're getting a lot of engagement, but when you start posting just like real stuff that is, you know, has nothing to do with the whatever the niche you're talking about, those people, they don't care, man. They're just out the door. They're getting it somewhere else. They're not like your true audience. So I'm just thrilled to not have that pressure anymore to post that kind of stuff. You know, like where's my transformational Tuesday and my, flashback Friday, or I'm sorry, face to face Friday and all this stuff. Like, there's no pressure to do any of that. And it's incredibly freeing. And, I just kind of pop on and post something when I feel like it. And it's great. But, you know, I think part of the reason I was beating myself up is because I still had that expectation of, well, I have to post about this or I have to post about that. And basically it was something to where like, okay, yeah, I got to post about these things because I need to go this amount of time and all this stuff. And it's just, it's not a good space to be in. So I would not recommend that to literally anyone. I would just say, you know what? Don't put yourself under immense pressure. If there's somebody out there that is in my situation where maybe you were going hard and just something for whatever reason happened in your life and you had to stop, you had to put pause on whatever it was you were doing, and then you go through everything, you figure out what you need to figure out, and then you want to get back into it, just remember that you don't need to worry about, you know, performing at the exact level that you were when you walked away, because it's not realistic. And if you push yourself to do that, you're only going to hurt your body over time. You're going to basically, you know, give yourself a lot of anxiety. It's going to be a big time mental headache. So I would not recommend that to anybody whatsoever. Build yourself up for longevity. Get that strength back in your body. And as you go along, then you can go longer. Like I'm of the firm belief, if I can be consistent with this to some certain degree, 3 days minimum, 4 days preferably, if I can hold that level of consistency of staying active, I'm a firm believer that within a couple of months that I could probably, okay, then go back to where I could go a full hour and not be in pain or be sore. But I'm also, you know, another year older, my body's getting older. But I am a firm believer that if I can get myself in the right spot, then I'm going to be okay. So that's the long story, long version of kind of where my head's at. And, you know, this kind of collection of thoughts about where I stand with kind of my, I don't know if journey is the word anymore. Cause it's not really like, I mean, life's a journey, but like, I don't consider myself like on some fitness journey. I'm just getting back into my routine, really, is what this is. So I just wanted to kind of share where I was at with that and do a little bit more of a stripped down version of the pod. No real fancy music or, well, I know once I end this, then there's that little post roll thing that like tells you to like leave a review for the podcast and all that stuff. So that'll come on automatically because I just have it set to pop on. But yeah, that's really it for me. God, did I really go almost 20 minutes? Holy crap, man. That's a long time to be just rambling on and on and on. If you're somebody that's like still here and you're still listening to all this stuff, you are the absolute best. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. And wow. Yeah. All right. That's where I'm at. I'll hit that little post roll thing and I'm out of here. Thank you guys for checking out.